Whoa. Careful where you're going, lady. Jesus. Some people. Hey. There you are. Finally, I found you. Can I join you here? Why are you outside? Hello. Why are you outside, though? The party's inside, dummy. There's nothing to experience here. Are you really going to just sit here by yourself? Doesn't matter. You needed some fresh air, huh? I get that. But here, I brought you a drink. Just for you. Huh? You don't want it? Why not? Are you not thirsty? Well, I am. More for me, I guess. Oh, not again. I spilled on myself. It happens all the time with these stupid cups. Why can't I just give normal cups instead of these plasticky, flimsy pieces of trash? Huh? I'm not drunk. I feel a bit tipsy, but not drunk. Mm-mm, I promise. But why does it matter? Am I not allowed to have some fun? All our friends are here, and I'm having a blast. But you seem like you're really not having fun. Why is that? Is the music too loud for you? Or is there too many people? Crowds aren't really super fun if they're too packed, aren't they? Do you want to just hang out outside a bit? Do you want to do that alone, or can I sit here with you? Huh? Thank you. Well, the night's kind of beautiful. I kind of understand why you're here. You have a perfect view on the stars. Yeah. Aren't you a little cold? Well, you can have my hoodie if you want to. You're okay? You sure? Alright. nothing. Just... Well, I was dancing inside with Emma, but she can't really dance, and I get these images in my mind about her dancing. It's just so funny. She's so awesome. I'm having so much fun with her. Emma's kind of that type of girl that gets really close and personal with you without you actually wanting it, but it's Emma, so it's okay that she's doing it. She's just having fun as well. Hey, where are you going? Are we walking now? Oh, okay. Hey, what are you doing? What do you mean, stay here? Well, why are you running away in the first place? No, I'm not going to let you run off. You don't know this area. What if you get lost? No, I brought you to this party, and I will see to it that you get home safely. Hey, stop. Whether you like it or not, I'm coming with you. Even though I don't know where we're going. But we'll see, I guess. Why are you so angry? Yes, you are. Why are you mad at me? Did I do something wrong? Did I say something wrong? I just don't understand what I did wrong. I'm just having fun. And you seem to want to be sad all the time instead of having fun inside with us. Can you please tell me what's going on? I am your friend. I want to help you. Why don't you understand that? I just want to make you feel happy again. You're really confusing, you know that? I just don't know why you don't want to talk to me. Now we're walking without a purpose, when the party's still really, really fun. And you're just... What? Go back to Emma? Well, yeah, that was the plan. What do you mean by that, though? Are you angry that I'm having fun with Emma? Am I not allowed to dance with her? What? No, we weren't kissing. Why would we be kissing? I'm not into Emma, and she's not into me. We were just hugging a bit and goofing around. Well, you know how we are. Sorry, but I don't understand why that upsets you. Wait, are you jealous? Wait, I don't understand. Are you jealous that I'm having fun with Emma instead of you? Or are you jealous that I get to be so close to Emma? Wait a minute, do you have a crush on Emma? Oh my god, that makes so much sense. No? Huh. I don't understand, I think. Hey, look, there's a bench there that overlooks the city. Why don't you and I just sit down and talk for a bit there? I feel like there's some things we need to talk about, you and I. Would that be okay for you? Okay. Here we are. Well, at least the view's amazing. Wow. It's romantic as hell. So, can you please tell me why you were so upset with me and Emma goofing around a bit and touching each other a bit and dancing and, you know, because that seems like it's really bothering you. If you think that I want to be with Emma and you also want to be with her, I'm sorry, but there's nothing to be jealous about. When it comes to that, you see, I don't know if Emma wants me to tell you, but I don't think she minds, but she actually has a girlfriend. Yeah, she's a lesbian or bisexual. I'm not really sure about that, but she has a wonderful girlfriend, actually. But sadly, she couldn't come to the party. Sorry, dude, if you were crushing on Emma, it's not gonna happen. That's not the issue. Okay. So, why are you so angry then? Can you please tell me? You know that you don't have to have any secrets for me, and that I understand. Whatever the issue might be, it's okay. I'll understand. You don't think so? Well, try me. I mean, I promise, whatever it is, it's okay. But I want to help you. And I want to make you feel better again. So you're going to have to tell me. What? You're gay? Finally. Well, finally you tell me. Dude, it's not like I didn't know. It's okay, you don't need to look so startled. I'm okay with it. Everybody is. Half our friend group is LGBTQ+. It's okay. I'm sorry. I know this is like a serious moment for you coming out and everything, and I really don't want to take that away from you, but you need to know that everybody kind of assumed that you were. Well, everybody kind of notices how you're staring in the locker rooms and getting embarrassed and stuff. And then when we go to a match of football, you're always staring at the soccer players just a little too long. It's okay though. And by the way, I don't know if you know about me, but I am bisexual. Yeah, I like guys too, but also girls though. Girls and guys, they're both awesome. And non-binary people as well. Although they're not either female or male, I would still date them. Yeah, because they're always so cute and fun and nice and stuff to me. But it doesn't matter. What matters is that it's okay that you're gay. And I am also a little gay. And I think everybody's a little gay at one point, right? It's okay. Whoa, relax. You should have told me that you needed a hug from the beginning. It's okay, buddy. It's okay. God damn, you're so cute, you know that? Does this make you feel better? Us hugging? Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you finally told me. It's very brave of you. There's been so many times where I thought to myself, today's the day. Today's the day I tell him I know that he's gay and that I'm okay with it. I've always wanted to be a supportive friend for you, also in that way, but I just couldn't take that coming out away from you. No. It's your special moment. And I hope you're enjoying it. Don't you feel insanely relieved right now? That's good. That's a good feeling, right? I had it as well, with my older sister. Well, it's kind of a funny story. I just kind of slipped up. She was driving me to hockey practice, and she was talking about this hot guy that was in my team, and I said, I know, right? And then for a solid 2 minutes, we were just giggling about how handsome that guy is. And before I knew it, she was looking at me weirded out, a bit startled. And I was like, oh no, I've been fangirling about this boy for a solid 2 minutes to my sister. And then she knew. And then we just laughed about it. Yeah. I'm proud of you. I really am. You coming out doesn't really specifically give an explanation about why you were so jealous of me and Emma. Now I know that you don't like Emma, but then makes me think that you, well, you know, do you like me? You don't have to answer if you don't want to. But if you do like me, I want you to know that I have liked you for a solid 2 years. Huh? Are you okay? Why just scramble away from me? We were hugging. It was nice. Hey, everything okay? You look a little pale all of a sudden. Are you feeling alright? Are you in a bit of a shock or something? You just didn't expect me to like you back, huh? Dude, we have been best friends for over 3 years now. All those sleepovers, all those camping trips, I've waited and waited to make a move on you out of respect because I didn't know if you were gay or not. Well, I kinda knew deep down, but I didn't want to force you out if you weren't sure of things. Huh? That makes you feel like an idiot. It's okay. We still had fun moments together. Even though our moments could be a bit more, well, boyfriend-ish. But yeah, I've liked you all this time. Of course I have. I just didn't know if you wanted to be with me. I guess you're just really, really good at hiding it. Can you come closer again? I wasn't done hugging you. That's way better. I want to tell you something. I've waited and waited for this moment to happen. For you to finally come out to me. And for me to finally come clean about my feelings for you. And apparently, you've been waiting for the same thing. How stupid is it that for 3 years, we've probably had a crush on each other, and the both of us were just too chicken to confess. It's just so silly. It's kind of an us thing to do. You know what? It's been you all along. Yeah. It's always been you. I just knew it deep down. You are going to be my first boyfriend. I've known it for so long now. And deep down you must have fantasized about us being together too. So, if you want to, I would like to give it a shot. Well, you and me, us, boyfriends, why not? So, would you like to be my boyfriend? That makes me so happy. I'm nervous though. Well, I'm nervous because now there's only one thing left to do for me. Can you hold my hands? I just kinda wanna look you in the eyes and tell you that I'm glad that you're my boyfriend now. And I love you. It feels amazing to say that. Huh? You love me too? Wow. Hearing those words out of your mouth, just, it makes me fall in love with you all over again. Look at us, both a little flustered, both a little scared and nervous, but we both know that this is the start of something very beautiful. And now there's only one thing left to do. Something I've been wanting to do with you for 3 years now. love you. Hey, are you feeling better now? Yeah, I kinda hoped so. Would you like to go back to the party? We kinda have some explaining to do to everyone why we were gone for this long. And if you're ready, I would love to share the good news with our friends. I think they'll be very happy for us. I love you, okay? And this is the most beautiful moment of my life. I'm glad to share it with you. I wouldn't want to share it with anyone else. Shall we go back? Come here. I'll help you up. Hmm? What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm holding your hand. Because you're my boyfriend. And everybody is allowed to know that you're mine. I just want to show everyone that you're my boyfriend now. Don't be afraid. You're with me.